live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I had a prayer group last night. I always feel better after that. And sometimes it's not even the prayer. Sometimes it's just that people are gathered with concern and like that. I would ask that you add to your prayers Rush Limbaugh, who announced this week that his cancer treatment is not going as the way he'd like it to. And you can hear what Rush said. It's on his podcast, and I think there's a statement at rushlimbaugh.com. Just add prayers. So interesting to listen to him during this the midst of this time, because he... You listen to this guy and say, "This is a dude battling, you know, this cancer." You wouldn't know it if he didn't tell you. It's pretty remarkable. The people at Twitter are going to have to get busy. The censorship that they're doing is not working. It's pretty interesting. It's actually kind of encouraging. The president of the United States, we'll get to this later in the show, absolutely lambasted, in to say it like JNZ, lambasted in the strongest possible language. I mean, it wasn't the strongest possible language, but he rhetorically slammed this reporter wearing a virus storage diaper on his beak. And this question of your campaign seems to be about calling Joe Biden a criminal. Why is that? And I'll tell you, the president's answer was great. And the way that snarky question is phrased, the reporter deserved the complete 28-second slapdown. And we'll get to that. A business partner for Hunter Biden. His name is Tony Bobulinski. This is from the New York Post by way of our friends at Legal Insurrection. Says describes himself as a former business partner of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden and Joe's brother, Jim, in the China scheme. Bobulinski uploaded his bill of accusations in blunt, precise language, again from the Post. He confirms he was one of the recipients of the May 13, 2017 email published by the Post 8 days ago. That email from another partner in the group laid out cash and equity positions and mysteriously included a 10% set aside for the big guy. And listen, that's mob talk. I've been in positions where, for reasons, you know, legal, that sometimes you don't include who you're dealing with, right? And sometimes that's during a lawsuit, and people will say, okay, your lawyers will say, hey, when you're communicating to us, right, this is privileged. If you're communicating to other people, it's you know, don't break privilege, be careful, right? And it's in guidance of attorneys. This was the president when he went at this reporter to say to him, you're not covering this and it's criminal. We'll talk about that in the show. And tonight, this debate, never forget this. This was to be about foreign policy. I hope the president leads off tonight in the debate in his 2-minute statement saying, you know, it has been the tradition that the last presidential debate be about foreign policy. And for some reason, this debate commission decided to change it. And I wonder if that has to do with the fact that this media, this would be the president speaking, that the news media does not want to report the revelations that Joe's business partner said he was on the take from China with his kid, Hunter. And we can't seem to find Hunter, and I hope he's okay. And I wonder if the change away from talking about foreign policy has to do with the fact that we have good evidence that this man used his position as vice president of the United States to strong arm the firing of an attorney general in Ukraine looking into his son's apparent criminal activities. I wonder if that's why this was changed. I want to address the American people. You may think that this is nonsense and hogwash. Don't you, though, have the right to view this material and make this decision? Don't you have the right to hear a discussion on foreign policy? You were told my presidency would lead to North Korea nuking us. You were told my presidency would lead to war in the Middle East. When I moved the embassy to Jerusalem, we were told the Middle East would blow up. As the American people, don't you have a right to know that there is, in fact, an agreement between Israel and now three Arab countries? Nothing is blown up. Don't you have the right to know that? Ask yourself this as the American people. Why did the debate commission change this all of a sudden to focus on the same topics that we have in all the other debates? Go to and then give a website where they can view the New York Post material, the campaign website. I truly hope he does this. Because the act of attempting to censor this, and that's exactly what it is. This is the Twitter, Facebook, they're acting at the behest of the Democrats. And not just the Democrats, but the deep state. And deep state can be a lot of places. It can be, unfortunately, within the FBI. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be, but it is. And believe it or not, it can extend all the way down into so-called public health officials, like so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin in King County.
We know how to do this. It's not rocket science. It's really a matter of willpower.
This directive should be used to educate, encourage, and persuade individuals to wear face coverings.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin, who is the supposedly the head of King County Health. He is, now, I don't think he's deep state per se, in that I don't think anyone takes Jeff Duchin, you know, particularly seriously. And there's good reason for that. Here's something that a good friend of the show, Michael from Issaquah, pointed out about Jeff Duchin. Okay. And this comes from their Q&A on the COVID flu. This is on their website. As a public health professional and as a privileged white male community member, the most recent episodes of deadly violence against unarmed black men are yet another revolting and stark reminder of the pervasive structural and institutional racism embedded in our society. I call on my colleagues and community members in positions of privilege to speak out and act more effectively against structural racism and injustice, and to work together to provide equity, opportunity, and justice for black Americans and all other members of our community currently denied these basic rights, including the right to health. That's in a response Q&A about the COVID flu. So did you know that in King County, Washington, where the county in which the anarchist city of Seattle sits, on the West Coast, the most enlightened area of the United States of America, under Democrat control for 40 years, did you know that black people cannot get access to health care? I was just going to ask our black listeners, did you know that you don't have insurance? Did you know that you cannot get in to see a doctor? That might serve as a surprise to some people in our audience who are black. Furthermore, speaking of the lives of people and access to health care and basic rights, which he contends you have a right to someone's labor. He contends that you have a right to someone's labor, therefore you should have the government providing health care for you at any and all times. That even if someone doesn't want to work, they should be forced to work. He's clearly pushing the government to take over medicine. How do you like the government's transparency with the COVID? How do you like their lies about the COVID? We asked T.I. Riddle, friend of the show, and a guy who's living the dream of publishing a book. T.I. lived on the streets. T.I. was an addict and has brought himself together and has written a book called Madness that details his journey through homelessness and addiction. I asked him, hey, T.I., what about Medicare and Medicaid, and how's that work for people who are on the streets?
The beauty of Medicaid when you're a broke addict is that it provides unlimited amounts of pain medication, because when you have a choice between, say, $30,000 in alternative therapies such as chiropractic and acupuncture and massage and, you know, different mental health techniques that are out there, different types of psychotherapy, or you can prescribe somebody a $200 prescription of pain medication, which one do you think the insurance company is going to do? And I talk about this in my book, Madness, My Journey Through Homelessness, Addiction, and Mental Illness, about how all this money that went to bail out Medicaid, all this money that's gone to lobbyists, all this money that's gone to create the layers upon layers upon layers of administration and bloat that is the Affordable Care Act, that could have been invested into intermediary facilities that make it more cost effective and easier for people to access mental health care. And this is where the tie-in is with people out there that are suffering, committing suicide, struggling with drugs. And that's why I'm fighting to raise awareness about this, about mental illness and how destructive the Affordable Care Act to those people out there that are suffering and now find it almost impossible to get the care they need.
So this is what this so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin wants, the government in charge of all of this. But now King County so-called health officials are raising the alarm on something. As Duchin is spending his time signaling his virtue, instead of quitting to have a black doctor run King County Health, maybe a doctor who actually practices medicine, maybe a doctor who doesn't abuse the Hippocratic Oath every single day of his life, they're issuing warnings about fentanyl. I'll tell you about that in about 60 seconds right after we check traffic with Right Way Traffic. Thank you, Emery. The King County so-called health officials, while they're busy telling people to wear woke masks. Oh, by the way, the Danish study, 6,000 people with woke masks, they can't get it published. Nope, no journal will accept it. They don't like the outcome of the study. Three so-called medical journals, and I'm using that phrase so-called a lot these days, have refused to publish the study because they don't like the outcome. Now, if the outcome showed that woke masks work, it'd be everywhere. I think that they're signaling that the results were null. It showed no benefit. But what if it indicated harm? We'll get to that later in the show. So just a series of lies. This King County so-called health officials. And when I say so-called, here's what I mean. Jeff Duchin is not, he's not acting as a doctor. He's acting as a statist, an agitator, an organizer, a leftist, a race hustler. These are what his policies are. And this is his statement. In talking about the COVID, he's pretending black people don't get access to health care. Q13, and this was sent to me by another listener, Siberian Tiger, at Tigger Siberian on Twitter, spotted this for us. I love it when listeners help with show prep, because it shows me what you're tracking, shows me what you're seeing. This is from Q13. Jeff Duchin's department is raising the alarm about fentanyl, but listen to the discussion. I'll tell you about the details.
As of October 15th, we know that there have been 135 fentanyl-involved overdoses spread out all across King County. That's compared to 116 overdoses similarly here in all of 2019. So you can really see those numbers already eclipsing the year 2019, and we still have 2 months left to go.
So what do they say in this? What's Duchin's, so-called Dr. Duchin's position on this? He's concerned about counterfeit pills, apparently. No, no. Just think of this. He wants genuine fentanyl, apparently. Not counterfeit fentanyl. This is a man who's overseen an expansion of the needle giveaway, 300 needles at a time to stick in your arm. This is a man who's overseen camps of people with hepatitis A being allowed to stay in society. That's a very, very transmittable disease. This is a man who's let the sex trafficking camps run amok. Pretending, we are to pretend, by the way, that there's been no transmission of the COVID in the sex trafficking camps and in the drug camps. This is a man who has overseen the willingness to have drug addicts on the streets, which has done what? It has brought the cartels to play in our region. We're going to talk later with Matt Larkin, running to be Attorney General of Washington State. You know what Matt told me? There's been a 2,000% increase in sex trafficking during Jay Inslee's administration. The cartels are in King County operating partly because of the policies of this so-called doctor, Jeff Duchin. And yet, the Seattle Media 5 still turns to this guy as if he has as if his policies indicate a care in the world about people's health. None of his policies indicate a concern with health. Here he is busily race hustling when he's supposed to be talking about the COVID. Here's what he said about indicating, in my opinion, we need more shutdowns. This is just a day or two ago. Listen to him talk about it's not rocket science.
We know how to do this. It's not rocket science. It's really a matter of willpower and making the commitment to protect our community, to protect our families and our loved ones.
How do you take that statement, which is about cases, 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 meaning positive tests of people who are not sick in 90% of the time, meaning people who cannot make others sick because they don't have enough viral load in their body, because there's dead virus in their body that can't replicate. How do you take that statement of willpower and compare it to this guy's decision to allow cartels, Russian, Chinese, cartels from Mexico, to operate openly in this region? This is why I find myself more and more often saying so-called. We have a real problem nationwide with these so-called public health officials. One of the things we know about the left is they flood the zone. I've been saying this for 6 years. Be in the school boards, be in the zoning commissions. Now it's about public health. Look at the West Coast from Seattle down to San Diego. Look at the major cities and the addicts who have been enabled and sponsored and coaxed into being here. Then compare the electoral count. You want to see cold, calculating policy? Look at the increase in population in these cities. Look at San Francisco. The increase in the population there, driven by people who are either there illegally or people who are there because they can go out and defecate on the streets. Because they are people who are lost and being abused by these systems. And yet, these are the same public health officials who lecture us about government medicine, who lecture us that if only they were in charge of your health care, all the problems would be fixed. They're getting the outcomes they want. The stench of otherwise what used to be beautiful areas of San Francisco where I lived. The stench in the streets is an indication of the sickness of the human beings who are being stored on the streets for the benefit of politics. The cruelty that goes along with, well, I know they're eventually going to die, but man, we're going to, our policies, we're going to get so much money. That's, look, just track the policies. Remove the personalities. Pretend it's not Jeff Duchin. Pretend this is a computer program. And you look at the results of the computer program. Is the software working? Remarkable. The president took to task a reporter yesterday. And it's just a thing of beauty. I'll play that for you when we come back. 28 seconds of a major slapdown to a snarky reporter. And I hope it is a sign to come of the debate tonight that you can hear live on KTTH. I hope we'll see this in the debate coverage, which is sponsored here by Northgate Rare Coins in the coin market. Okay? You'll hear this audio, the president, right after we get to traffic on the Todd Herman Show. So tonight on KTTH, you will hear the debate live. This is the debate between Joe Biden and President Trump that the Committee on Debates has decided they will change that, change the topic. Can't be foreign policy. It's a setup. And you must understand something. We together have got to understand something. I just played the so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin. Just did a segment on how his policies have destroyed King County. The opposite of healthcare. Incidentally, he, as he virtues or signals his virtue, calling himself a privileged white male. Jeff, dude, step down. I bet you. I'll bet this. I bet I could go to Seattle and just find the first doctor who happens to be black and say, hey, do you want to run King County Health? And I bet you that person, if they said, sure, I bet you they'd walk in and say, this is a circus. This is an insane asylum. None of this is about health. And probably go clean things up. The debate commission, same thing. If you took fair-minded people and dropped them to the debate commission, they'd say, why'd we change the topic? Foreign policy is a big deal. It's one thing the president is uniquely responsible for. There's all sorts of approaches to the weather. All sorts of government departments can pretend to affect the weather. We've talked about racial inequality and the perception of that in every debate. Why are we doing it again? We haven't addressed foreign policy. The United States has been, and God willing, will continue to be the leader in the West as regards foreign policy. Why are we not talking about this? Because it would help Trump. The president had an interaction with a snarky, rude reporter. And this has been normalized to treat the president in this way. This is now the normal course of business when dealing with President Trump, certainly not when dealing with Joe Biden. The president's getting ready to get on an airplane. A young reporter wearing a virus-collecting face diaper steps to the president's, and here's what
he's
happens.
He's a criminal. He's a criminal. He got caught.
Oh, no, Alex, we need the question from the face diaper. All right, so here's what the face diaper says. The face diaper says, Mr. President, your campaign seems to be about calling Joe Biden a criminal. Why is that? Why are you calling him a criminal, sir?
He's a criminal. He's a criminal. He got caught. Read his laptop. And you know who's a criminal? You're a criminal for not reporting it. You are a criminal for not reporting it. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden is a criminal, and he's been a criminal for a long time. And you're a criminal in the media for not reporting it. Good luck, everybody. Have a good time. Have a good time.
The face diaper is yelling at the president during the response. He doesn't want to hear the response. Now, does the president go overboard here, calling this reporter a criminal? Well, technically speaking, it's not a crime to choose not to publish something. Pragmatically speaking, let's turn to a liberal. Let's turn to a dude who's from the left, a man of the left. Let's turn to Glenn Greenwald. Okay, Glenn is a leftist in good standing in every way except this. He's disgusted by the media. Glenn Greenwald has spent a career criticizing intelligence agencies from the left because he doesn't think that Western democracies, Republican democracies, should be exported to other countries. It should be up to them. There's a whole thing about Glenn Greenwald being a leftist in good standing. He's always been that. Listen to this. This is him writing about this Sacha Conan Baron thing. He's the so-called comedian who pretends to be other people. There's all of a sudden a setup of Rudy Giuliani. And candidly, I'm not a huge Rudy fan. I love what he did to New York as mayor. And then just beyond that, there's been some things with Rudy that just, I'm not a fan. I think he's done great defending the president. I think it's great that Rudy Giuliani surfaced this Biden stuff that apparently, by the way, did you know this? The FBI had subpoenaed those laptops in 2019 in a money laundering investigation. Did you know that? This is Glenn Greenwald. Huge number of journalists with CNN, NBC, Politico, The Washington Post, etc., who spent all week claiming the New York Post story was, quote, Russian disinformation, and that its dissemination was reckless, caused this obvious hoax to go viral by posting it without checking. Here's this is one of those reporters he's taking to task. Daniel Dale. The viral purported Rudy Giuliani text message exchange with college Democrat Nix Roberts is fake. Roberts now says just satire, he told me in a DM. First reported by T.P. Petrizio. Petrizio. So this goes across media channels. That apparently Rudy Giuliani is involved in this text messaging. This is Rachel Maddow. Oh, I can't even. David Friedlander, another reporter. Rudy seems to have learned his lesson is tightening protocols, checking IDs, and now being taken in by someone claiming to be Ivanka Trump, but who's in fact the vice president of the College Democrats of Indiana. Rachel Maddow, I can't even. Well, it wasn't true. Wasn't true. What do we know now? It's all a hoax. Oh yeah, Sacha Conan Baron. Oh no, that's not real. That's fake. Glenn Greenwald. However much contempt you have for the mainstream press right now, it's insufficient. I don't have words to adequately convey what they're doing. This is a journalist and book author, best-selling. He doesn't have the words. One point about what is happening in newsrooms. If journalists want to publish claims that are consistent with prevailing liberal narrative, no editing is applied. That's why they can lie and say the Burisma emails are Russian disinformation with no evidence. But, again, quoting Glenn Greenwald, if you want to push back or question or challenge a prevailing liberal narrative in any way, editors will prevent it. Sometimes explicitly on the grounds they don't want anything bad about Biden, sometimes with deceitful claims of editorial scrutiny. It's worse than you think. That's Glenn Greenwald. It's worse than you think. Rachel Maddow simply deleted her tweet where she said, I can't even. 10 million followers on Twitter. She didn't say why she deleted it. She didn't say, oh, this was a hoax. Look, I've made mistakes on Twitter. Good Lord in heaven. I had to apologize to Crystal Marks, the Antifa so-called city council member in Burien. Because I saw a tweet. I thought it was recent. I said, oh, hey, wear your woke mask. I had to apologize to her. Then I had to go out and find the picture of her breaking quarantine and pretending it was okay. So I do look, she doesn't even do this. I am speaking to call friends and former friends in the media. Once again, I am telling you, I am begging you, clean your house. We need you. But when this stuff goes on, none of you are going to be believed by many people. Because it's your industry. You're the only ones who can clean it up. We come back. I want to continue examining this use of disinformation. I want to continue examining the censoring of even medical information that could supposedly save lives. And I'm going to close off something that the president's doing at his rallies. Incredibly smart. He's taken to the big screens. This is so smart. I love whoever designed this. It's too busy. I can't even tell you everything that's coming up. Jason Rantz is going to drop by. Matt Larkin's going to speak with us. Matt heard our story about this prosecutor in Washington State who wants to force a retired couple to go take leftist indoctrination training. It's a huge show. Let's check traffic. Careful with the axe, Eugene. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. Music chosen on purpose. Just everybody sit and just be amazed at the time in which we live. And then please join me in extending gratitude to the owners of this radio station for giving me the privilege to tell you the truth as I see it. And I hope that continues. I know the cancel people will come for me. And I hope you'll be there for me when that happens. And I anticipate support from this company. And just regard the times in which we live. The reason I mentioned that particular aspect of life in radio these days, the censorship that's going on, self-censoring in the national media. Well, let me give you an example. Twitter is a media company. They're not a platform. They're a publisher. It's a big newspaper. Listen to what they just tweeted. Listen to this. This is on the top of their What's Happening section. Joe Biden will not raise taxes to a level never seen before, according to AP and fact checkers. Think of this. The AP has looked into the future. And has said, nope, that's not going to happen. That's criminal. That's a campaign donation to Joe Biden. The president says Biden will do that. I don't have reason to doubt that. The AP has looked into the future and said, nope, that never happens. That's treated as a fact check. 100% propaganda. Presented as a fact. Now think of some other things that are going on. The Danish mask study about the woke masks had 6,000 participants. It was supposed to have been published 3 months ago. They can't get it published. None of the top three medical journals will accept it. Not because they say it's sloppy research. They say we don't like the results. Do you think that means it shows the masks worked? I'm guessing it doesn't. Because if it showed the masks worked, they would have had a fight over who got to publish it. Lancet, New England Journal of Medicine, we don't like the results. So you don't like the results of a scientific study. Just think of where we're at. 2 days ago, the Center for Disease Control, so-called, removed the database that our friends Ethical Skeptic and Justin Hart have used to show you the lockdown deaths. This after those numbers began to match up with what Ethical Skeptic had been checking. That is that non-COVID deaths compose 81% of current CDC weekly excess deaths. Think of this. CDC has put out a scare release indicating that now young people are dying. This, you know, people 34, 45 years old at an extraordinary rate. Except this, it's not from the COVID. 90% of those deaths are because of the lockdowns. Suicides, deaths of despair, lack of access to medical facilities because they won't go. The president is countering this self-censoring, this government censoring. The CDC is hiding this information. By the way, they brought that database back online. Ethical Skeptic's going to check and see what they've changed. Here's what the president is doing at his rallies.
Take a look at this clip. We had it made up, and I think you'll like it. First time I've ever done this, right? First time. Go ahead, wherever it is, put it up.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those. I guarantee.
The president of the United States is using his campaign rallies to show what the national media is refusing to show their audiences. The words of the Harris-Biden campaign, as the AP pretends that in the future they know Joe Biden will not raise taxes to levels not seen before. Thank goodness we can be grounded in facts. Jason Rance joins us coming up on The Toderman Show.
Find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to